Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need none of that square ass shit. I'm telling you, man. I go hard. And you better go hard. You better fucking go hard until you get to the starting point. People don't realize how hard it is to start. You say some shit that's really important to you. You gon' do it, you say, and you never get to it. That's because you ain't going hard. You gotta go hard, man. If you don't go hard, you ain't gonna win. You gotta go hard until you get to the starting point. And then that's when you realize it's grind time. Damn, you know, I'm going to address this shit. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am. A lot of you cats keep getting at me about going back to selling parts of the course. You know, going back to allowing you to buy the course however you see fit. Now, you got to understand this. Once I started Sidewalk University, I had a particular outlook. And I implemented it. And I'm actually having pretty good success with it. Because I don't even sell my goddamn course anymore. Sell the package, enrolling in the Sidewalk Universities. So, you know, a lot of dudes be emailing. I told you, I get a lot of emails, and some of them, a lot of them are having, they complaining that they ain't really able to get this abadabba that I'm spitting because I ain't really allowing them to buy the shit the way they can afford it. Man, I realize some motherfuckers don't want to enroll in Sidewalk University, but they want my shit. I've also realized some motherfuckers have schedules that won't allow them to enroll in Sidewalk University, but they want my shit. You know, I'm a businessman above all, and I've realized that them motherfuckers was right. I mean, you don't have to do shit my way. I'm just a control freak. I've always been a control freak, and that was, I suppose, a way that I could control what I was doing. Excuse me. I'm sorry, you guys. This shit has been bad this month. I don't know why. But anyway, from now on, you can buy whatever the fuck you want to buy. Part one, part two of 1.0. Hold on, brother. I got you 701, but just hold on 1 second. You can get 1.0 part one. You can get whatever the fuck you want, like it was before Sidewalk University. 701, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, how you doing, man? It's D.
D, what's happening?
Hey, not in much, man. Anywhere the wind blow is cool for me. Hey, that was funny.
Anywhere the wind blow is cool.
Hey, that's you. Hey, that was funny as fuck. You say you took somebody to Walmart. They took too long, and you dipped. That was funny as fuck, bro. But listen, though, you a cold blood OG. You don't play that shit.
Hey, man, that bra said she was gonna be 5 minutes. I told her I ain't trying to wait on your motherfucking ass. And I waited. She said 5 minutes, and I waited 10. And she still wasn't out. Hey, listen.
Hey,
then when I called her, she didn't answer. I took off. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, I know she ended up catching a Uber home. But anyway,
whatever she did, she wasn't going to have me waiting on her. What's going on, D? Come on.
Shit, man, nothing much. Just hanging in there, the good with the bad. I just want to ask you this real quick, man. You still be selling that cologne? You was like, this motherfucker, bitches love this cologne. I believe it's called Cubano. You still be selling that shit? Because if you get it, I'm thinking about getting it hopefully next week.
Hey,
you
check this out, man. Yes, I still be selling it, but listen to this. This is how fucked up I got, if that's the case. Because I'm telling you, I'm a control freak. I be wanting to control motherfuckers. I don't know why. But I stopped selling every fucking thing and included it in a package that you can get at SWU. That's what I'm saying, people. They calling me, they hating on me, man, nigga. You know, you don't sell shit no more. But I have it all in a package. When you graduate, you know, there's a package you can get, and everything is in that. And because I told you, when I do some shit, B, I go all in. I don't be bullshitting. So I told myself I wanted Sidewalk University, blah, 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 to blow up, blah, blah, blah. So to me, everything else was dead. I ain't getting a fuck about, you know, somebody buying part of the course. Shit, if you want to get the shit, you know, come to stop. But, you know, that's me thinking. That's how I would do some shit. Everybody else don't think like that, D. So I had to wake up, man.
That's just how that goes. I feel. I was going to ask you, what's the price for the Cubano shit? The price, you start from what, like from $20 and up, shit like that? Because I'm not going I got to pay for the shipping and shit.
Wait a minute, man. What's the price of what?
The price for the cologne. How much the price you start from? The price for the cologne.
Hey,
the
man,
Cubano.
Why do you guys come on here and spend time asking me this shit when you could go on that goddamn site and see all that fucking shit?
There you go. I think I'm gonna have to holler at you next week with that shit, man. Everything cool.
Man,
cool,
hey,
cool,
whatever
cool.
You want, D. Just, you know, whatever you want, man. It's a small bottle. I forgot. I think it's $15. And the bigger one is $20 or $25. I ain't sure, man. Go on the site and see. Rosebud, the author.
I'm going to go there and fuck with your shit, man. You know I still order shit and put in my $2. Although I call it short box, it's cool, man. You know I love you. I'm going to say this real quick, man, and you can elaborate that because I'm an African motherfucker. Some shit, I don't be interested. I just want to know what it means. Look, when you say you got to enjoy the small victory, I think I know what it means. Can you just touch on that real quick? You got to enjoy the small victory.
Hey, man, you guys, you got to understand. Let's say... you think, man, I want to catch me a bitch. That's what you want to do. Now, that you're at point A when you say that. But when you do that, you're going to be at point Z or W. What I'm saying, small victories are the little things in between. Otherwise, you say you want to catch you a broad. What's the first thing you got to do, man?
You got to make the fucking move. Take that chance and see what's going to happen.
Well, exactly. You got to catch a brawl. That's the first thing you got to do. Now, within that realm of having you a woman, getting some brawl to talk to is a small victory. So you got to pat yourself on the back about, man, at least I'm moving in the right direction. So now that you got this broad, you got to start putting together how you want to establish the relationship. You can't just let the goddamn relationship develop on its own. So you got to make sure you're telling her this and telling her that, you know, letting her see this and that about you. And when you see that shit is going sort of the way you want it, not exactly, but sort of, that's another small victory. And you celebrate that motherfucker. You let yourself know you on the move. You shit, not only did I say what I was going to do, I'm doing it. And then, you know, once you see all that, now you got to start thinking about bringing this shit to where you want it to be. This is going to be my bitch, you know? So what I'm saying is, you're going to let her spend the night. She stay with you tonight. Y'all have whatever fun, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to do that to where you got her staying there 2 or 3 days. You don't do that immediately. But what I'm saying is, you know, you build up to that however you see fit. Now, you know, when you get them to where they stay in 2-3 days and everything is cool, now you can start thinking about what you really want to do, which is have you a bitch. And this might be the bitch I want to have. Now, from A to Z, this the bitch you want to have. You didn't left out several things you didn't did that make you see if this ain't the bitch, I can catch another bitch. Because you ain't even looking at the little shit you did to catch this bitch. Do that make sense to you?
Hey, come on, man. There's no question that you cannot answer, man. Come on, man. This is Bud I'm talking to, man. OG, I'm going to let you go before you shoot me with your double-barrel Uzi, man.
Hey, I was just going to say, God damn it, D, you taking too much time.
Hey, be cool, man.
Hey, man, be cool. I'm gone. I got to get busy. Hey, see, check this out. As far as what I'm saying, you can't blame me. You know, I want to be in control, okay. You know, but that forces me to do things that I can control. But in doing those things, I still got to see, because I can be blinded by, hey, man, I'm in control. No, I'm not like that. See, some shit about me can be fucked up. And this is one of them. But what makes me so fucking comfortable is I'm a thinker, and shit don't get past me. So what I'm saying is, since I know I want to control whatever I'm involved in, and it makes me want to control who and how some motherfucker come to Sidewalk University. Now, shit, doing that is actually going against my tenet of helping. And I truly want to be of service to you. To do that, I feel the change I'm thinking was necessary. I mean, you got to get to this point in your growth. And I'm not really, really bragging, but I am. But it's not a really, really brag. This is a fact. You got to have 100%, fuck 100%, you got to have 3,000% confidence in what you think. And you got to know that what you're thinking is correct. And at the same time you thinking that, you got to see when you're not seeing the big picture. Now, every single one of you are interested in my shit for whatever your reason, but much more for the conquests that you feel you could have once you mastered having confidence. But there is actually something greater that you need to think about. You need to see that you're not prepared for the overall big picture. You're not prepared. You want it, but you haven't done anything to deserve it. Now watch. Just watch. What's greater is intimacy and sex. Now, sex. You all motherfucking want it. You do whatever you can to have it. But have you really thought about it? I know. You want sex to be something you don't have to think about. You just want to fuck a bitch. Some bitches just want to give you some pussy, too. But those motherfuckers is how you meet. You just going to meet them here. You're going to meet them there. They in every city, every state. So what I'm saying is there's going to come a time you're going to want to have this particular bitch that you fucking with. So I'm saying, have you really thought about sex? I don't mean fantasized about it or watched porn. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, have you thought about what it is and why it matters so fucking much? And who does it actually matter to the most? Who does it matter most to? I don't know if you know this, but women crave the cum as much as you do, man. Have you ever, now this is going to really fuck you up. Have you ever thought of this? Out of 10 sexual encounters, in 10 sexual encounters that you have, and 10 sexual encounters that they have you ever thought about who comes most? Have you ever thought about how come when you come, it's a cum. But when a woman comes, she like, oh man, it is really, have you ever thought about why that is? Because women come 50, let me put it this way. A woman's lover makes her come 50 to 70% of the time. Men come 100% of the time. Now, my point is once you realize this, you'll stop chasing pussy. Because when you chase pussy, you're actually running it away from you because they want to chase you. They the ones want to come because they don't get to all the time. You just want to fuck. Because you do get to climb all the time. Shit. That's big, fellas. Now, you can believe it or not if you want to. The reason you have the power is women. See, you look for pussy. Women look for the perfect lover. And unless you meet her criteria, you're hardly ever going to satisfy her. I'm not saying you can't satisfy her. I'm just saying, see, if you got big lips like the bitch like, and, you know, your eyes is kind of, you know, attractive like she like, and you saying the shit she like, fucking her is going to be very easy for you because she likes you. She going to come. But if you just aggressive and woo-woop and the bitch like that aggression, but, you know, several things she see about you to be improved, unless you know how to fuck, she ain't gonna get the kind. So what I'm saying is, bitches think like this. They thinking about all kind of shit. You know, men have their preferences and their particulars too. But as long as he ain't some pussy, you know, even if bitch ain't shit, he gonna come. Sometimes I don't die. Sometimes I this just whatever, something that turned me off. But I'm 70. Shit, you motherfuckers young. You don't want nothing to turn you off that much. Do you realize how many times women go unsatisfied in normal sexual encounters? I sure do. That's because it's that sex you're running into sex. Fuck! Now on another note, I had to have a verbal duel the other day. And I don't know why these motherfuckers do it. Because as far as duels go, my record is 2,438-0. I ain't never lost. Now this fucking 23-year-old fool wanted my shit. He's one of the motherfuckers that got me to change my mind, too. But he wanted my shit. And he was talking about buying some of it. And even I said, I told him, look, man, I ain't selling it like that no more, man. You know, if you don't want to get to Sidewalk University and the whole thing, then I don't know what to tell you. So after telling them all about, you know, my shit, why I'm doing what I'm doing, the nigga went off. I'm talking about some shit he thought. And he felt a real OG should want to enlighten an up-and-coming motherfucker, up-and-coming young man, or up-and-coming young pimp. The nigga said that shit to me. So, you know me, I drew my double-barreled Uzi out and sprayed his motherfucking ass right into that. And then, since I didn't think he got enough, I gave him a little more right into that. And after I sprayed him, he was so quiet on the other end of the phone, I thought he had hung up. So I said, fool, you there? He said, OG, you mean that shit you talk is real? Man, I heard that shit and I screamed at that nigga. Nigga, what the hell do you mean is the shit real? And then that fool said, you mean you really are a brother who pimped in the 70s and 80s? I said, because, you know, hearing this shit, this nigga sounding crazy to me. And I said, nigga, how old are you? And when you said 21, I understood it. But before I could say something, he said, I thought you was that actor that I saw in American Pimp. I thought you was pretending to be the Rosebud in that movie. Then I calmed down. Because I know there is a Generation X or Z or whatever the fuck they are who grew up on nothing but pure bullshit. And I might be a fucking fable or an urban legend to them fools. So I say, look, nigga, I'm the original Rosebud motherfucking bit of those, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing fake about me. He said, my bad, OG. I love American Pimp, and especially that nigga on there pretending to be you. I say, fool, do you understand English? Nigga, I am the nigga you thought was acting. Now, this nigga flipped out. Now, oh, shit, you got to be bullshit. Are you saying you the real motherfucking Rosebud from American Pimp? Man, after I calmed that nigga down, I asked him, do you want to get laced? Because, I mean, I ain't into this hard sell bullshit. Because all of that shit is work. I ain't working to sell you a motherfucking thing. You either want it or you don't. This fool creamed, and I sent him the full package because evidently he wasn't bullshitting. And neither was I. And it made me realize, nigga, not only are you missing money, you cutting a lot of people out. Because this nigga didn't want to come to the school. This nigga just wanted my shit. So, if you want to get laced, if you want to get several views on becoming a confident motherfucker, get at me. You can buy, just go to my site. You can see this. I think I might have to revise it, you know, update it. Because all the shit, any part of the course, part one, part two, blah, blah. I mean, not 1.0. I'm saying there's part one of 1.0, and there's part one of 2.02. So any other part one, two, whatever, $125, you can have it. Period. But this dude actually made me consider. So, you know, on Facebook and shit, you know, I got about 3,000 or 4,000 friends. And out of that, they may be 150 or females, because I don't friend women on the social media. And those, let's say, however many females it is, more than half of them are childhood friends I grew up with. I'm sorry, you guys. That shit just bothers me. They're childhood friends. Now, to this day, I regret allowing most of them goddamn women that ain't my childhood friend. I regret putting them on my page because I have since blocked them. Not only ones I don't regret are those that were my childhood friends who happen to be female. I simply cannot see myself in this day and age having a female friend. How many females do any of you have on your line? If possible, you may be able to enlighten me to the value you get from having females as friends. And I'm going to consider any of your thoughts on this without ridicule. I normally wouldn't even want to know what the hell you could be thinking. But since I have listeners who do have female friends, I want to know what or why any dude would have female friends. Just call in and tell me. 970, what's happening with you, bro?
What up, bro?
I'm good.
I'm 19 from Denver, and to answer your question, I was going to ask you something else, but to answer your question, why do men have female friends, is because I feel like a lot of men today, they got feminine tendencies, and they feel like if they have a female friend, that gets them closer to trying to get with them, or I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, wait. Stop. Listen. Two things. You exactly the motherfucker I want to talk to about this because you're young.
Yeah.
But in reality, you got to stop stuttering when you want to say what you're saying, because what you're saying is powerful. And for the people that's listening to get it, you got to say it in like a complete sentence. You know, that shit you just said was strong, but the way you said it made it all fucked up. So can you say it again? Because you do know what you want to say now. So just say it.
Yeah. So I was just saying, like, a lot of dudes got female friends because they have female tendencies, and they feel like if they get closer to a girl on the friendship level, then it'll get them closer to being in their panties or in their pants.
All right. Now, what do you think about that? Is that good or bad?
Well, I did it personally, and really, it's really bad, to be honest with you, because a girl don't respect you that way. She look at you as like a gay best friend type, almost.
Stop. Listen to me, brother. You made that mistake, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Listen to me, man. You're the one that's going to change because you actually see the truth about that shit, whereas everybody else go for what people say because they never really experience it, and when they experience it, they lie to themselves about it. Bro, it is fucked up to have a female friend, period. Just like you pick up her tendencies, that bitch pick up yours. So if you smoke cigars, she gonna be trying to smoke a cigar because she your friend. No, you got to keep that bitch knowing she have a pussy, and you got to keep your ass knowing you got a dick. So you don't have no goddamn friend. You have potential fuck partners if that's what you want to have. Now, I will pick up a bitch that I ain't fucking tonight, and I didn't pick her up before because I'm trying to get to fuck this bitch again and again. But now that I done already fucked her once, or else I ain't picking her up again. I bet fuck you. I don't want no friends, female, and you shouldn't either. And bro, this is dope. What I want you to do, youngster, I want you to hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. We got to talk. Me and you going to hook up and do some
That's
shit.
That.
I'm serious, man. Askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me so we can kick it.
You know, Rose, I've been watching your shit, really, and you definitely helped me expand my mind, helped me, I don't know, like, find pieces of myself and quit being so emotional with these women and just with life in general. Like, it's not even about the women.
Bro, listen to me. I'm finna lace you, man. You saying some real shit. Get at me so I don't give everything away over the air, but we gonna talk, all right?
All right, Rose, for sure. I'll hit you.
All right. Hey, that's dope to me right there. Now, that's a friend a nigga wants. A motherfucker. And whatever I do for him, he gonna get, because I love the shit he talking about. Wait a minute. Was I finna say I don't need money? I do need money. But what I'm saying is, I'll bless a motherfucker that's deserving, period. I know a lot of men who realized they had it in them all the time. Just like this young brother going to realize he have it in him. It's just the environment you're in now. Society. You know, there's so many rules and regulations about being a man or a woman, that you just don't, you know, I mean, of course, you always was a man or a woman. But back in the day, we weren't animals, but it wasn't so much thought about fucking this bitch. Now it's necessary to put all this thought in it, but it's not necessary to not be a man thinking. You just got to put this thought in it. And this brother didn't really get that, I could tell. Probably was raised, you know, by women. Even if he was raised with his dad, Pops didn't really stand up because he probably of this generation of motherfuckers that, you know, women this, women that. Man, if you want to, you know, be a woman and do whatever the fuck, work in politics, be a lawyer on your own, I ain't giving a fuck about none of that. If you want to make 5 times, 10 times more money than me, I ain't scared of that shit. But you ain't finna disrespect me or try to belittle me because of it. Because back to what I was saying, I can go get me a motherfucking con. Can you? This just can't do it. This has got to have a certain... This has got to have a certain motherfucker to make them come. Now, I'm not saying it's hard to make them come. I'm just saying, if you ain't that certain motherfucker, you're going to have to know what you're doing. But if you that certain motherfucker, because, you know, some of them bitches like light-skinned niggas with green eyes and all this shit, and you that nigga, that bitch don't come. But I just have the ability to hone in on the motherfuckers that like the kind of nigga I am. Shit-talking, old-ass motherfucking nigga ain't about to change shit as far as what I think. And the only thing I'm going to do is open your eyes to see the world in a whole nother motherfucking way. So if you want to fight with me, fine. But don't try to play no motherfucking games with me because I'm up on them all. And I know that the average bitch fuck with me because I look like an old motherfucker. See all this gray hair? And I'm going to let my hair grow back out. I ain't seen my hair in about 30 years. So step in to see what it's going to do. If it look all right, I'm gonna grow me a little whatever. But now, I'm just saying, if you ain't that nigga for the bitch, then you just fuck it. But what's cool is you know you're going to come. Bitch, no. She gonna have, you gonna have to do it like this. She gonna be going, oh God, can you just do this? Oh shit, can you, don't stop. As soon as you say, at least I do. As soon as you say, oh God, don't stop, whatever, don't stop. Oh shit, I'm coming. So, nigga, please. You know, you better, I mean, you can, you can do all that shit. But telling me not to come, oh my goodness, this was like an instant put your finger on the cum button. And I'm gonna bust one on your motherfucking head. You know, that shit is funny to me. Because I already know so much more. It ain't my dick in the pussy that's got this bitch clapping. Now, that shit got something to do with it, but it ain't that. I ain't, you know, like that. It's the shit I be saying. It's the way I be touching them. It's the way I be fucking them. It's the way I be controlling the environment. Period. Because if I'm not that kind of guy, that's going to make them come when they meet me and they get to bed with me and shit. By the time I get through fucking that bitch, I'm going to be that kind of guy. Because I'm going to be that took control of her. I'm going to be that had her mind thinking along the lines of where I'm coming from. And don't let me be, because you know, some nights, when the niggas start fucking, or sometimes when the niggas start fucking, I can tell I'm finna be Superman. I can just tell. And don't let it be one of them nights or days or whatever, and I'm motherfucking in the mood to talk shit, which I always am, but sometimes I just really be in the mood to talk shit. While I'm flipping this bitch over all this shit, I'm talking all kind of goddamn shit. This bitch is creeping because not only am I fucking the shit out of this bitch, she's coming to a different tune. Shit. And then what I'm saying is she gonna start liking the tune I'm playing. At least that's how I think. So, I know a lot of dudes in, you know, realize that they got this shit in. But for whatever their reasoning, you know, they deny that they just haven't put forth the effort to even see the level of confidence they have. So, what I'm saying is this, once they realize the key to their search is located so close, they didn't even have to go anywhere to get it. It amazes them. And once they are amazed to the proper extent, they get motivated. Motivation will occur. You know why? Because if a person telling you, you know, different things can make you see the value in what they're telling you, then you need to understand that this is really some valuable information. And you guys who've yet to find your inner strength only need to do what motherfuckers do. But that fucks with me. They make their mind up. They see what their desire is, and they go get it. Period. Now, you know, I tell you, I'm going to tell you when something is like a jewel. This is a jewel. And I salute to all of you motherfuckers who learn. You got to understand this. The man that you're trying to be already lives inside of you. Already lives inside of you. The key is knowing how to release that motherfucker from that prison society got him in. You have the keys. Now, point of fact, real motherfuckers, real bitches, would never post a picture of themselves on Facebook. Now, they may post a picture that they're in on Facebook, but they wouldn't take no picture of themselves, their body or whatever, and put it on Facebook. You know, then they wouldn't do it for the same reason real hoes wouldn't be dancers. I mean, ain't no real bitch gonna be a fucking dancer. But what I'm saying is this. Do you know what that reason is? I do. A real hoe thing. If you can't pay first and look later, fuck you. Period. Ain't nobody gonna let somebody look at them and have whatever thoughts. Hey, what the fuck? Did the bar get lowered that low? Shit. I'm just saying, this person look a certain goddamn way. And they're going to tell you that they fine. I mean, that's ridiculous to me. But it goes on like that today. Maybe reality TV and social media took over and encouraged all this lame, ugly, out-of-shape women to post their photos to be seen, then say they're divas, they're fine. And I'm saying, come, some of them, you know, Photoshop their shit and they still look ridiculous. I've seen it all now. I mean, they have this reality show where every one of the women on there weigh 400 pounds. And you can't tell them they ain't fine. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been in them streets. I know there are motherfuckers that like big bitches. So I'm not really talking about big bitches. I'm talking about all these motherfuckers got all this paint on their goddamn face. And they come on diva this, diva that. And they don't really care that they look stupid. They do not care that they making real big bitches that is proud of who they are and can't. Because I, personally, I had me a motherfucking bitch that weighed over 300 pounds. Shit. Judy, she was a motherfucker. And because she knew how to be fat. Some motherfuckers like big bitches. So if you put yourself in a position to be seen as a big bitch, that motherfucker that like big bitches gonna pull over. That's just all it is to it. So what I'm saying is I know there's someone for everyone, including these fat diva bitches. I'm just saying there's no way they can claim they're fine. They can claim they are comfortable with how they look. They okay with it. They block whatever, but they can't say they're fine. Now, the person that likes a big bitch, he could say, damn, I can see how you fine. And once that occurs, maybe she could wrongly think she fine. But what I'm really saying is you can't let people determine the definition you accept for shit. 718, what's up with you? Who's this, Paul?
Rosebud.
Yeah, what's happening?
Rosebud Bitterdough. This is Manny and AB.
What's
your
happening?
Former student. What's going
right.
on, man?
We're
just
I'm good,
that you're live right now.
I remember you, Manny. What's going on?
Hey, man. Just been applying a lot of what you've been saying, man. I mean, I'm not going to be talking about it on here or nothing, but definitely been seeing some changes, man. Can't thank you enough for...
Hey, you know my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me and let's, you know, talk, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
What's up?
You don't have a phone number on the screen.
Oh, right. Yeah, bud, you don't have the number listed on the screen.
I don't have the number listed on the screen. Oh, shit, I sure don't. You're right, bro. All right, man, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, you guys. Man, I see how, you know how that goes. But anyway, what I'm saying is you can't force definitions. You know, if you're a big old bitch and you're comfortable with being a big old bitch, and your femininity ain't affected because you're a big old bitch, you just, you know, a big old bitch. Man, that shit turned a lot of motherfuckers on. She ain't gonna be saying, oh, I'm fine, you want this big old bitch. She might talk that kind of shit, I don't know. But I'm saying, she ain't gonna try to convince you that a waist of 68 is fucking fine. She gonna just accept that you like a big old bitch or big bitches. Shit, that's okay to me. It's when you start deviating from the reality to make what you think correct is where I you lose me. You can't force me or anyone else to accept something that's clearly not right. Now, let's face it, I had to learn the hard way. But in reality, any way I learn is the easy way, long as I learn. But suckers are a dime a dozen. You know, I have a mind map that I put together. And it's essential in assisting me in using my ability to use and incorporate new shit in my life. But I don't see the need to engage every sucker who fucks with me. Or I'm starting to see less the need. Because at one point, you can't fuck with me because I'm finna smash you. You know, so I ended up integrating a couple of ideas, redesigning a couple of things that I've been doing in order to deal with these suckers who want to argue with me. Let me hit you with something that's really secret. If used correctly, doubt is very good. I must pat myself on the back for this one because it showed me my tank is full again. You know, usually I go for what I think about a project almost immediately. But a lot of times I have doubt, and I do doubt myself. Now, when I doubt myself, I go into my critique mode and look at every aspect of my plan. And the fact that I had doubt allowed me to see the importance of what that young motherfucker was saying, because believe me, I had already thought about the shit he's saying. But I did not accept that my plan wasn't right. But I had some doubt. But I still went with it. And what I'm saying is I could have had a closed mind because I went with it. But I went with it and that door was cracked. And I could see some something more I was going for, because I'm telling you, I just was not liking that I only made money at the beginning of the semester with the new people, or during the semester, maybe one or two people come in, but I'm just saying this. I like the business that was keeping me busy every day. This keeps me busy, but not really. So, usually, once shit get to the point that I'm in my critique mode, almost always I refine, you know, little details that's going to enhance the chance of success. And I agree with the criticism that some of you guys give of my generation. But you got to understand, we're a product of the incarcerated generation. You know, a lot of the motherfucking OGs who schooled you on, you know, gave you some real abadabra, they were sent to prison for long sentences. At least that's what happened to a lot of your fathers, your brothers, and your uncles. Some of you are a little behind, you know, because you didn't have any teachers or tangible role models. That don't mean you need to, you know, motherfuckers to go easy on you, though. The truth is the truth, and I'll take it whatever way it comes to me, no matter what the criticism is or the circumstances. See, I don't believe in excuses or pity. I believe in solutions, and that's what my videos are giving you. Solutions to the mistakes you've made or the mistakes you will make by disbelieving in yourself and the lack of execution of this shit you hear me talking. I mean, it's apparent to me. People just don't understand how far and deep life goes. You want to know the funny thing about dudes today? Is every single one of you are big, big time and whatever. You're just big. There's no beginners or intermediate players. You know, all you motherfuckers at the top of your game or your profession. The thing is, I know it's impossible for that to be a fact. Everyone cannot be on the same level as abadabra. It's just not possible. All of you motherfuckers who are actually down and dirty shouldn't even allow every motherfucker entering the game to claim to be on the same level that you are. And I ain't talking about fighting or arguing about shit. I'm saying I think you thought more of what it took for you to actually get where you at than to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry enter the game and claim your shit. But then again, this is the new age. The motherfuckers claim they have it that was on par with the best of them. I know in this abadabra, there are many levels. And when you enter the show and tell level of this shit, you better be ready. There are many people who claim to be this or that, but of those motherfuckers who will actually choose to be called, not choose, but who would those motherfuckers that choose to make that claim, who would actually be willing to be called on that shit? I'm lucky because I can make claims I've already done, and they're documented. And you do the research, or you can take my word for it, and it'll prove it. So, what I'm saying, you know we're on another level now, the level of which, you know, I speak, is the show and tell level. And you youngsters, you're talking all this goddamn shit. You know, which is cool to me because you got to talk shit. But, you know, when you're talking shit, you can't expect me to be quiet. You know my mouth is big. And rather than you putting your fist in it to shut it up, you can easily do that by calling on your skills to flash. You know, I ain't talking about flashing no money. I'm talking about flashing some of the things you planning on doing or some of the things you done already did. You know, talk about some of the places you've been with this game and above all, have at least one motherfucker to vouch for you. Believe me. I want to be shut up. I want to be shut up so I can give whoever shut me up the respect they'll be to earn. Any nigga that can back up what he says in a man's fashion deserves all my respect. And they will get it. You know, just so you know, there's not a man alive who will not back up his shit. The shit he talked, especially when called upon to do so. I respect all of you, but some of your claims be putting, you know, doubt in my mind concerning, you know, where you at, you know, and for you to be saying that shit and wanting some motherfucker to take you seriously, you know, it's kind of, it don't work. And don't misunderstand this part of the video. You know, this is not a challenge you or, you know, for you to get upset or anything like that. This is a challenge to set the record straight pertaining to whatever you claim. Or just don't make false claims. Most of your problems are because of the fake life you live. All you guys keep wondering why you run into so many punk-ass bras. That's another thing this video is for, to show you the value in being real. You're the cause that you run into all them fuck bras. Don't you see it? It's the path you're taking. The path you're taking is making all them bitches bonus. Because they don't have no men to look up to want, to have a desire for. You guys allow your woman to make eye contact with other dudes. You don't say shit. You just notice it. You allow her to be in the same conversation you and another motherfucker have. You know, you allow that motherfucker to voice her opinion on your business. You make deals with them. You speak to them and you know damn well the bitch ain't going to do a goddamn thing. You fuck with her before you get anything from her. And now you want to wonder why she has no respect for men or the men she meets. This is just crazy. If you really want to run into a real woman, you got to represent a real man. Stomp down. I don't know. You guys might not know what that means. But stomp down means no deals, straight heels, and the thrills of watching your life go your way. That's what it's about. All you need to do is accept that the rules to this fucking life are firm. It should be coming clear to you all because you've been ignoring them. And I know me, I know Tay, we be talking about these rules. He have different version, maybe, but we be talking about the rules. The rules were made to keep these suckers and the complaints that you guys have from coming from anyone except suckers. Any sucker pretending to be about this game gonna have complaints. Or should have, because you can't fake this. You gotta be real about it. If you ain't got no realness in you, how you gonna live good? If you don't want a bitch to look at you like a sucker, just start doing some real man shit around her. You'll be fine. Well, you know, I'm doing these videos, they're pretty quick. They don't last that long, maybe an hour. But what I really want you to get out of this video is get it's back to what it was as far as you can get any fucking thing you want. You can get part of it. You can get it all. What I'm saying is, I just really don't want to say this because I did a whole bunch of shit to make it happen, but I guess I am saying, you know, I'm back to selling the course without Sidewalk University. You don't know how hard that was for me to say, because I did everything to make Sidewalk University viable. Sidewalk is still viable. It's just not exclusive. You know, it's not exclusively selling the course. You can get the course however you want to. Part one, part two, part one and two. You know, and those deals for different parts, I'm going to be, you know, coming up with them again. So let's stay connected. All right. I'm gone.